Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today's Friday of the third week of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's Gospel from St. John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Father.
Okay, folks. Well, today we have one of the best gospels about that points to the true presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And as you know, the United States bishops have made this and designated this the year of the Eucharist. So we must speak about the Eucharist, especially today with these powerful words of Christ. Now, our Lord has basically throughout this gospel is saying, "I am the bread of life." And he joins it with, "Unless you eat my flesh." And then it gets to the point where now it says they started disputing or quarreling among themselves in the translation read today. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Now, a lot of, you know, non-Catholics or Protestants will say, well, you know, Jesus was talking symbolically because in other gospels, he says, "I am the vine and you are the branches and I am the way and the truth and the life." Well, why is it just a symbolic, thing that he's talking about now? Well, because Jesus doubles down and he says, "Amen, amen, I say to you," he's very clear to them, "unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you." Okay, so obviously right here, he was very clear about what he said, and he doubles down. Anytime Jesus says, "Amen, amen," we got to listen up. And he also says the word, "unless." You know, when you're growing up and your parents say, "Unless you make your bed, you're not going out with your friends," we kind of take it seriously. Jesus says, "Unless you eat the Son of Man, the flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life within you," which shows us powerfully as Catholics that we're not going to get to heaven if we're not faithful to the Eucharist. I just think it's pretty clear what Jesus is saying for us. Okay, now I'm not saying that non-Catholics won't get to heaven, don't hear me wrong, but for us that have the Eucharist, we must stay faithful to this teaching, because we've been given this teaching by God, and that is not a symbol, right? And the other thing too is the Lord changes the word "eat" from phago to trogo, and that's important because he uses a more graphic word. The word trogo is more graphic than phogo. It's not just eat, it's like chew. And so I think the Lord got worked up a little bit. He said, "Unless you chew on me, you will not have life within you." Sorry, a little biblical humor there. And last but not least, I just want to as we meditate on the transubstantiation, that every time we walk into a church, there in the gold box is Christ. One of my favorite stories, which I tell kids, I just told the kids at school this story, and a lot of them are not Catholic, about, you know, that this is really Christ. Apparently John Paul II, when he came to the United States of America, he wanted to pray after doing a mass at Camden Yards. When he turned the bread into Jesus, we call that transubstantiation, he was tired and he asked to go pray, and it wasn't on the schedule, so they were a little bit like, "Hey, you know, the Pope wants to pray." And one of the guys like, "If the Pope wants to pray, we gotta let him pray." So they went to the nearby seminary, St. Mary's in Baltimore. I'm not sure if they were in session. I don't think they were. But essentially what happened is they had to, before they allowed him to go into the place to pray, into the chapel, they had to let dogs run around and sniff out for two things, humans and bombs. If any humans were there hiding or bombs were, these dogs were trained to sniff both. And all the people were asked to evacuate the building. I don't know how many there were, but everyone was forced to leave the building for this security check, which was mandated. And lo and behold, the dogs ran all around this huge seminary, but they went into the chapel and they surrounded the tabernacle and they started barking at the tabernacle. And so, you know, you can imagine, like, the Secret Service agent, I don't know, he's probably a non-practicing Catholic. He gets on the mic, he's like, boss, you know, we got a bomb in this gold box, I think. We need to, you know, send some guys in. And apparently the Holy Father was overhearing this, and he said something along the lines. He said, tell him it is not a dog, that is Jesus in there. And so they're like, don't worry, sir, the Pope says it's Jesus. But the miraculous thing is the dogs detected life in the box. Do we detect the life of Christ when we approach him? Do we detect with the eyes of faith that that's truly Christ? Do we act like that's Jesus Christ by the way we show love and reverence to the Eucharist? Do we hold him with, you know, with reverence as a priest when I hold him and I say these words? Do we prepare ourselves well with confession before Mass if we need to cleanse our souls from any sin that would render it unfitting to go to communion? Do we do the Eucharistic fast? Do we genuflect? Do we spend time with him? You know, St. Jose Maria used to say that Jesus is waiting 2,000 years for you in the tabernacle. So it's not a symbol. It's really him. God bless you all.